Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Race Wars is on this weekend. It's going to be a massive event down at the Albany Airport, racewars.com.au. And the founder of Race Wars is here with us, John Murray. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Glad to be back with you.
John, you were here with us a few weeks ago, and you've made your way back to Albany for a huge event. And this is a big commitment, given that you're based outside Australia.
Yeah, mate. So at the moment, I've got a very angry employer and some angry clients back over in Africa and the Middle East. But you know what? We're looking forward to bringing this event to the people of the great southern region, and I think they can just deal with it.
Following your passion, I like it. Because, John, you've got experience with cars and also in the aviation industry. You spent many years as a pilot.
Yeah, so I started out flying when I was in high school. I was very lucky to get my license when I graduated high school, but unfortunately just never quite made the grade as a commercial pilot. But thankfully I found a fulfilling career elsewhere and able to indulge my passion for motorsport.
On what are some of the attractions of this weekend?
Well, we've got a jet dragster coming down. So this was previously built by Australia's fastest man, Roscoe McGlashan. That's coming down. That's going to put on a couple of demo passes on Saturday and Sunday. We've got some of Australia's fastest street cars, cars that will definitely do over 200 mile an hour over the standing kilometre. We've got a live entertainment area with a licensed bar that's open across the weekend. And we've also got some social stuff away from the airport, like kebabs and cars, which we're going to have in town tonight. Basically, just look out for the Race Wars stickered cars. We hope to see lots of people out here at the airport tomorrow.
And John, some information for people that want to get ahead of the crowds tonight. The airport's going to be open between 9 and 10, I believe.
Yeah, so for competitors who want to set up and obviously beat the Saturday rush, we're going to open up the airport from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. That's basically when the last flight goes out and we've taken over the airport. So your runway becomes our racetrack.
It's going to be a cool transformation. Race Wars on this weekend. Get amongst it at Albany Airport. And just some tickets there for people that want to get log pricing, John.
So it's $20 for the weekend per person. So there's no day passes. You buy a ticket, you're welcome to come all weekend. Kids under 12 are free. If there's a group of you, it's $75 for the weekend for five people. Obviously with kids on top.
Yeah, don't miss it this weekend. Race Wars happening at the Albany Airport. John Murray, thank you very much for bringing this event back to Albany.
Thanks for having us, Terry. Look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Always good to catch up with Will Goldsby, General Manager of Corporate Affairs down at the RAC. Will, very important that we get you on because it is the Labor Day long weekend and the RAC has got an important message.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. It definitely is. I think a lot of people travelling this long weekend, regional Western Australia, we really want to convey that message about being safe on the roads, ditch the distraction of the mobile phone, and please look after each other and drive safely.
There's been talk about changing speed limits. Any areas in the Great Southern that are affected by that?
Well, we certainly as an organisation believe that the speed limits need to be reviewed regularly about, and that's around the history of the road, the road safety issues that it faces, but also the conditions of the road as well. So there's a lot of factors, and we think that speed is a major issue and that the limits need to be looked at. And I think this long weekend as well, Terry, it's important to remember that tragically in 2016, the long weekend, we saw 11 people lose their lives on our roads. And that's a really stark reminder of those communities that are dealing with that trauma, but also a reminder what can happen on our roads in long weekends.
Double demerits are in place until Monday night midnight, isn't it?
They are. They're through till so Friday today through to Monday. And also there's the introduction of the new slow down move over laws occurring today, and that's requiring people now to, if they see roadside workers flashing lights on the side of the road, they need to now slow down to 40 kilometres an hour and if safe, move over. And that's something that's starting this morning that people need to really be on the lookout for. And that's about protecting our roadside workers, roadside assistants and those in police. And that's the important work that they're doing every day to help us.
Take those new laws on board. Will Goldsby from the RAC, thank you very much ahead of a busy long weekend.
Thanks and travel safely, everybody.
End of the week, so we talk sport with the man that is across it all. If it's got a whistle involved and a ball, he's across it. BeyondTheGame.tv, one of Australia's number one sports entertainment websites. Lynchy is with us. Lynchy, I'm pretty excited because the AFL men's season is only a few weeks away. And look, there's plenty of preparation going on at the moment. Of course, we've had AFLX. We've got the JLT series on at the moment. But as far as we're concerned here in the West, pretty excited about Liam Ryan, who's donning the blue and gold for the first time this year.
Oh, Tezar. Now, I'm really excited about this bloke. I think Liam Ryan, he could be anything, and he's the player I was looking forward to seeing the most out of the weekend. So, yeah, I watched the Port Adelaide West Coast match there at Leederville, and he is a very exciting player. I think he kicked the first goal pretty much straight away. He snapped a goal in the goal square. He made a few mistakes then, like he missed a couple of sitters later on, but he was standing on guys' heads going for marks. Like, he really reminds me a lot of Liam Jarrah.
Yeah.
When he was playing for the D's. He's just an exciting player. He's got that X factor. You just don't know what he's going to do. But I watched some of his highlights from when he was playing at Subiaco, and this guy, he's a freak. Like, he's just a phenomenal athlete. You don't get guys like that coming through the draft system. He's just natural footballing ability, and he's the type of person that people pay to watch those
just drags
of
patrons through the gates.
I get exactly.
Oh, they'll be flocking to Optus.
What did Kevin Sheedy say? Gets the bums on the seats, Tezza. And that's what he does. So if I was a West Coast supporter, I'd be very excited about Liam Ryan and watching him develop this year.
Yeah, 73 goals in the WAFL last year, so a handy pickup for West Coast. And with Nick Natanui back, there's a lot to like about the Eagles this year.
Yeah, definitely. Nick Nat, yeah, I'll tell you what,
he'll be
hope
back.
He gets back soon, because there's a few kind of concerns at the moment about the condition of his knee, because he isn't playing yet, and people are starting to kind of wonder what's going on. Like, is it worse than people thought? Is the recovery? He had a couple of hiccups. I'm hoping Nick Nat gets out there as soon as possible, because he is a very exciting player and so important for the West Coast Eagles.
That best time of the week where we catch up with Jim from Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, long weekend. Are we going to get any fishing in?
We should do. We should get a couple. At the moment, it's looking pretty reasonable. Monday, I don't think it's going to be that flash. At the moment, tomorrow and the day after, as long as it stays to what I've seen the weather report, hopefully, yes. Shouldn't be too bad. But we might lose out on Monday, I think. As long as it doesn't change, we'll be fine. And it's, you know, there's some nice King George out there if you're willing to wander around. Very few squid, though. Squid have been a bit scarce. Sand whiting have been good. And if you want to burly up, you better get some nice herring. The guys out wide, they've had to go a fair way. They've had to sort of travel out quite wide to get their fish, but they've got a good mix of reef fish, sort of working that sort of 60, 80, even out to the 90-metre mark. But so that's a long way out. So the smaller boats might struggle a bit inshore, but they should be able to pick through and get a good feed of fish, sort of harlequin, pinks and queenies and bits and pieces, breaksy cod, so in the sort of that 40 to 50-metre mark. So, you know, they've got a pretty good chance one day or the other. Shore-based, a lot of people reckon they've seen salmon schools about. There probably is a few salmon schools about. Still don't reckon it's the salmon run, but there still could be a few stray schools about here and there. So, you know, have a look, sort of, if you're going to go somewhere for the weekend. Chains Bluff's definitely worth a look. I'd heard a rumour there was a few at the Sand Patch, a few schools there. Been a few down at Nanna up. So, I mean, if they're not there, have a look. There's been some nice herring about, and the skippy have started to turn up. So, you know, you've got a couple of options there. If you want a King George whiting, have a look around Frenchman's Bay. The squidding shore base has been a bit quiet, but probably Emu Point early morning or evening and then incoming tide might be worth a try. So, you know, that's, you should better find somewhere to get probably not a lot of big numbers of fish, but you should be a good feed of fish off the beaches. And the rivers are still fishing okay. Lots of small brim, but there has been some nice sort of high 30s, low 40s in the systems close to town. And if you want to, you can travel sort of east and west of town, which, again, are producing brim as well. So all in all, hopefully, weather holds and we get a good weekend out of it, Terry.
Fingers and toes crossed.
Exactly.
Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, you know, exercise classes seem to emphasise the importance of doing lots of crunches and sit-ups for better results. Speaking of fingers and toes, don't you think if God had meant for us to touch our toes, he would have put them further up our body?
No, he could have made them longer. Your knuckles would probably all clap out.
Don't think he'd be able to handle it.
No.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
The jackpot looking very nice as we get towards the long weekend. It's at $3,140. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. You need to tell us what it is and where you can find it.
Hi, how are you going?
Cheryl wants to have a go. What do you reckon it is?
Is it an air hockey table where you hit the puck across the air hockey table down at Albany Tempin Bowling?
Yeah, they've got one of those, haven't they, down there? Haven't played yet, but I take on all challenges. Probably lose, unfortunately. Yeah,
no worries.
You're out of luck.
That's okay. Thanks so much.
Your puck won't get you any luck today.
Oh, God, your puns are terrible.
Thanks, Cheryl. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Terry. Bye, you too. See ya.
And we've got Jim with us. Jim's from Woodvale in Perth, but down in Albany on holidays. Hello, how are you?
G'day, not bad, thanks.
Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. You might be able to lift this away from the locals, mate.
Yeah, well, you never know.
What do you reckon it is, Jim?
I was thinking the release of the ball from a bowling machine, a cricket bowling machine.
The release of a ball from a cricket bowling machine. So this would be like in the nets at cricket training, maybe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to stump your answer.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim. Can't give you the money. How are you enjoying the Great Southern?
Oh, great. Albany's great. We've come here all the time.
Excellent. What are you here for this weekend? You going along to one of the events?
No, we've been here for the week and we're actually leaving tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down and I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
See you later.
Jackpot returns on Tuesday. We're at $3,160. It's the Sound of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds at Triple M.